It was very expensive. Some might think it was wasteful. Simon thought it was shocking. He grumbled. He complained to himself. Have you ever done that? You see something you don't like and you say, oh, that's not right. How could they do that? How could they think like that or say something like that? Well, that's what Simon was doing. He didn't like not just that the woman was doing all of this, but the sort of woman that she was shouldn't be anywhere near Jesus. But even more than that, he was shocked because he thought, well, if Jesus is a teacher from God, he would know what this woman was like and would tell her off. But instead, he's accepted what this woman has done. He has not complained. He's allowed it and accepted it. And that upset Simon. Could Jesus really be a servant of God and allow this woman to touch him and do things like this? Jesus gently spoke to Simon and told him a picture story so that he would understand why this woman did this and why Jesus was pleased with her doing this. The story is about two men who are in debt. I wonder if there is anyone here that doesn't have a debt. I suspect we all have debts some way. If you've got a credit card, you've got a debt. So we can understand a little bit about this story. Jesus said one man was given money that he would have to pay back. He would be given 500 coins. That's 500 days' wages. So if you worked 5 days a week, think of about 2 years' advance salary. The other one was given 50 coins, about 2 months or so salary. Hey, if the elders and the board today want to give me 2 months' salary in advance, oh, I think that would be great. Don't think I would like to be in debt, having to pay it back. But that's what would happen, isn't it? When people lend us money, we are in debt. We pay it back. Maybe you owe somebody $10,000 and you wonder how you are going to pay it back. What if it was $600,000, which is what many people owe as they buy a house today? And you just can't see how it could ever be paid back. And then suddenly you lose your job. Or you get sick. And the worries build up. The debt seems so great I can do nothing about it. Only to be suddenly told by someone, it's okay. I've paid the debt for you. It's cancelled. It's taken away. You are forgiven that debt. You don't have to think about it anymore. And what Jesus is saying, whether it's a small debt or a big debt, you're going to be happy. You're going to be full of joy. You're going to be thankful. You're going to be really pleased with the one who forgave the debt, who took it away from you, paid it in full. But more than that, Jesus was saying, the greater the debt, the greater the joy. The greater you will want to be thankful. We all have a debt apart from money debts. Sin is a debt we owe God. For God is our creator. He has made us. He has provided for our life and continues to do that. God says we owe him obedience. We owe him worship. We owe him service. We should serve him in the way that we treat others. But we don't. And so we're in debt. And the debt we owe God gets bigger and bigger every day. That's another way the Bible talks about sin. It is a debt against God's love, against God's giving us life, against God's goodness to us each day. And our debt of sin is so great that when we stop to think about it, we begin to realize we do not know what to do to take that debt away, to cancel it, to have our sin forgiven by God. But here is the good news. Jesus pays that debt for all who believe in him. Jesus says, I am the one who brings the forgiveness of sin, the debt of sin. And as we hear that, how excited, how full of joy we should be. But it is only those who ask Jesus for that forgiveness, who trust in Jesus for the forgiveness of their sins, for all their sin, only those will know the excitement. And that is what happened to this woman. That is the reason for her actions, says Jesus. She was full of excitement, full of thankfulness, full of love and joy. Jesus is saying, Simon, you see a bad woman, a sinner. But I see a woman who has asked and now knows what it is to be forgiven. And she's excited about it. And she's come here to honour me. The tears that she showed and flowed from her eyes and washed my feet. The hair that she undid from her head and wiped my feet with to dry them. The perfume she poured out. All of these were ways in which she was showing the joy of being forgiven. You see, Jesus' whole teaching ministry, all the teaching he did was about God's forgiveness. He brought the good news that through him, God would forgive the debt of sin for people. And what Jesus is saying is that she heard that good news. She trusted Jesus, for that teaching touched her deeply. She had done as Jesus called, and it would seem in a private place. And now she wanted to make it public. She confessed her sinful life, her debts, her spiritual debts, her love debts to God, asking for forgiveness, not because she deserved it, but because Jesus said he would give it. And God heard her and filled her heart with peace and joy. No one seemed to know that this had happened in her life, but she wanted to make it public, and she wanted to honour Jesus for changing her and changing her life. She wanted to give Jesus something precious. She was worshipping him. That's why she was kissing his feet. She was giving herself to him. I will be your servant. Yes, it was a very large gift. Some would say an extravagant gift. But so was the gift that she had received from Jesus. We sang before about amazing love. The love that the Son of God would have to come to this earth, to become a man, and as that man, to pay the debt by dying upon the cross, which is the way that debt can only be paid, through death, eternal death. That is amazing love. She acted in a very strange, to some shocking way. But Jesus says it's natural when you know you are forgiven. You will want to find ways to worship Jesus. You will want to find ways to tell about Jesus, but also to thank Jesus for what he has done for you. So no, they were not tears of shame. They were not tears of sadness, but tears of great joy, the joy of forgiveness. Everything had changed because of Jesus. And what this woman did, her treatment of Jesus' feet, reminds me what we read in the first part of the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, where we read, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion," that is the people of God, "your God reigns." That was written about the Messiah. But it's also speaking of those who take the good news of Jesus and bring it to touch other people's lives. That those who get to trust in Jesus and know his forgiveness are so excited because of what Jesus came and did, but also how his servants spoke about that. But that's not the end of the story that we read. Now we understand, but have we learnt? Has Simon learnt? What was Jesus teaching Simon? Simon's treatment of Jesus seemed to be one of honour. He had the dinner. He got important people to come to meet Jesus. And they came. Crowds were there. But where was the basic care of his guest? In those days, a servant would wash the feet of guests as they came into the house. All the dust of the hot, sweaty day, the dust that had been collected as they walked in their sandals around the dusty streets of the town. The master in the house would have a servant ready to wash their feet, to dry their feet, and then he would give them a kiss on the cheek. And then he would pour oil on his head. But that night, that hadn't happened. And Jesus was saying to Simon that the question is not about the history of this woman's life, but the history of Simon's life before God. He was so proud about being a good man. But was he good? You see, the real question that Jesus is asking Simon here is, why are you not like her? She did what you didn't do. You should have done what she did. Shouldn't you be thankful like she is thankful? Jesus was saying to Simon about her, yes, she was a sinner, but one whose many sins God has forgiven. Jesus saying that as she looked at me, she knew that God, in providing forgiveness, would only do it through me, through Jesus. But Jesus was not only talking to Simon about the woman. As a result, he was saying to Simon, do you have any sense of the need of forgiveness? Any sense of debt because of your own sins, the bad things in your life? They are many. Do you know if they are forgiven? Do you know this relief of forgiveness, that your heart is no longer troubled? Do you know the joy, the excitement of freedom? Do you know overflowing love to God and to others? Simon sadly didn't think he needed much forgiveness, that he didn't need Jesus to make his heart and life right before God. He could take care of his own debt. He could remove his own guilt by doing good things. But he was wrong. That's the point Jesus was trying to make. Jesus was teaching Simon that all people are sinners, all are in debt to God by their wickedness, that they all have debts because of sin, debts that they can never pay, ever. And Jesus is saying that all sinners, all debtors to God, must come to God in faith, believing in Jesus as God's way to bring forgiveness of that debt. Only then will you receive that forgiveness. And he is saying, Simon, if you really knew that forgiveness, you would look at me differently. Not as someone who will make your life better, but someone you need to spend your life in serving, in loving. And you will look at others differently. You won't be harsh. You won't be cruel to people like this woman. You will care for them. You will hope that they know the same power of God's forgiveness that I give. But that leaves another question, the real question for us tonight. What is Jesus saying to us? Is Jesus saying you are too much like Simon? That you don't see your debt because of your sin? Nor do you see God's promise of forgiveness of that debt in Jesus? If you want to know this woman's joy, do what she did. Look to Jesus. Listen to him in the Bible. Think about him. Talk to him. Talk especially about your debt and about his promise of forgiveness. Ask him. Or is Jesus saying, you are so much like this woman because you have believed in Jesus? So that to you, just as he said to that woman, he is now saying tonight, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. My prayer is that you will know that joy and that you will make it known that it's all due to Jesus, and he freely offers that forgiveness to others as well who come to him. Amen. We're going to sing once more as we